Hey there, KMA Land. Welcome to the Double X Factor. I'm your Wednesday host, Sandy Edie Hansen. And for the next 3 minutes or so, I'm going to share some ideas on personal growth around the topic Spencer and I selected for this week, empowerment. This topic ties in so beautifully with last week's chats on personal accountability, because that is the path to empowerment and freedom. Empowerment really equals choice. It may not seem like it, but we always have a choice. And we may not always love all our available choices, but we do always have choice. Choice in how we respond, choice in who we will be in the face of difficulty, choice in what we focus on. Our focus is a huge determining factor in our level of empowerment. I heard a recent Brené Brown podcast where her guest was Dr. Edith Eger, and she's a 98-year-old Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist. One of the things she said in the interview is, quote, "The foundation of freedom is the power to choose. It is not what happens to us that matters most. It's what we choose to do with our experiences," end quote. Taking responsibility is empowerment. Break that word down. Responsibility, the ability to respond. When we are in a victim stance, it happens because we feel powerless and we're at the mercy of life events or other people. When we're in that victim identity, we are very often avoiding responsibility for our actions and finding it oh so much easier to blame others for our circumstances. The main focus of the victim role is on what they don't want or what they don't like. It's really common to feel anger and resistance from those in the victim role because they feel powerless. They can be full of self-pity, and it creates a strange sense of entitlement to what they don't have. David Emerald wrote a great book called TED, which is an analogy for the empowerment dynamic, and it's an antidote to what's called the drama triangle. He reminds us that victimhood is different from victimization. Victimhood is an identity, a way of being in the world, but victimization is something we all experience in life. It's unavoidable that things will happen in life that are hard. Denying this would be to argue with reality. Victimization does not automatically mean victimhood, because we have a choice in how we will deal with the reality of our circumstances. Some questions to ask yourself that are empowerment in action sound like, what am I going to focus on in this? Or, how do I want to respond in this situation? Or, who do I want to be in this set of circumstances? These kinds of questions are empowering because they are about making a choice and being accountable rather than blaming, complaining, judging, or making excuses. In empowerment, there is no one to blame for my choices or actions. No one we need to make wrong. Our own choice of thoughts, focus, and how we interpret things with meanings is what makes all the difference and puts us in empowerment. We often feel pulled to focus on what we see as the wrongness of others in order to justify our own stance, but that is simply not necessary. Now, Spencer selected this topic, so I'm interested to hear her second installment of This Week tomorrow. I'll be back with you on Friday with some thoughts of empowering yourself to stand in your own light. Till then, later!